was a bright and sunny day, slipping out through Galway Bay, heading for the Isle of Inishmore. With a fair wind on her back, I took in the slack before we dropped her hook in Cloronan. When we finally stepped ashore, it was almost 4:30. Her tongues were nearly dragging on the ground. And as we climbed the hill, a dozen pints for the kill, at Joe Mack's bar and hostel we were bound. There was Davy, Tim and me, sailing on the sea, a wishing we could be among the hills of Connemara. We were up at the crack of dawn, a cup of tea and we were gone, heading north, bound for Inishbofin. But on our way we strayed, we turned east instead, to Roundstone Town we stopped in. But we landed at the pier, just in time for more beer, playing games of pool or was it snooker. We thought the night was done, it had only just begun. We got involved with the crew of a Galway hooker. There was Davy, Tim and me, sailing on the sea, wishing we could be among the hills of Connemara. Struggled out of bed, each with a cracking head, back on her course for the Isles, to the Dunmore Hotel, to try and calm the swell that's kept us rolling on 10,000 miles. The piper he was playing, the fiddler she was swaying, both feet tapping on the floor. Another cracking night, as we took in the sight of them rolling hills, who could ask for more? There was Davy, Tim and me, sailing on the sea, wishing we could be among the hills of Connemara. There was Davy, Tim and me, sailing on the sea, wishing we could be among the hills of Connemara.